Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Judith Glazer is here. Judy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Benchmark Communications, chairman of the Creating We Institute, author of, something under 100 books. They've sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Conversational Intelligence, 42 Rules for Creating We, the DNA of Leadership, on and on. Very important, serious thinker, a global contributor. I mean, she's got things going on all over the world. And we are so fortunate to have a little piece of her day when she joins us that we value it very much. Judy, welcome back to the show.
I love being back on your show, and I love talking with you because you are so provocative, and you make me think. So for whatever I've done in the past, I always see each show as a new learning for me.
Well, we have a good time together. I know that. So, yeah. All right, let's. I would never have said this without you, without knowing you and having spent some time with you. I would never have framed this segment. I think I'm framing it the way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. The neuroscience of a Trump administration. Is that a fair way to say what you're thinking right now?
That's a very fair way. It's a very fair way. It's a big subject, and we'll dive into as much as we can. But I really
want to
get...
What are you seeing?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you seeing out there?
So when Trump... I have to tell you, I'm sharing this on the news with you and with your audience. I've not shared this in the public before. I was on an airplane before Trump got elected. I sat next to a woman who did talks about leadership and inspiration. She had lost her leg, and so her story was inspiration.
Right.
But she followed Trump about 20 times. And I said, oh, my God, not knowing he was going to be our president. I said, so what did he talk about? What was his focus? She did leadership. I said, but what was his spin? And she said, now follow this. This is so important. This is his mind. Donald Trump liked to look for ways that he could not cheat, but push the envelope as far as he could to benefit himself. And he said, that's what great leaders do.
Mm-hmm.
They understand nuances,
yep.
And they go for nuances.
And they believe in themselves and that what they're doing is right.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Entrepreneurs are like that. I'm like that.
Yes, exactly.
You're talking to one.
We are successful because we take a stand or we move in a direction that's uncharted territory. And we become successful in it, and we become known for it.
It's hopefully the positive aspect of greed.
The
emotion of greed. Really, I'm serious.
Well, let me add the word positive aspect of growth.
Okay. Well, the reason I said that is because I do believe we're motivated by as what I call the active forces that don't have to be remembered: fear and greed. You've taught us that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just lumping all the opposite of fear. I'm lumping that into the term greed.
Okay.
So anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. So what I've been studying, when Donald Trump became president, he had been interviewed many times by Chris Matthews, and he said, I want to be president. And then he would talk about why and what he could do. And he talked about taking the country to a new place, to integrate business into politics, to give people other things to focus on to grow the world.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. His intentions
were
good.
That's music to my ears.
That's right.
Regardless of who says it.
Yeah, exactly. And when he came in and became president, the look on his face, and I actually met somebody on the train who was with him when he was proclaimed our president, and the look on his face, this guy had pictures he showed me. I was sitting in the train with him. He didn't believe it would really happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where he is now, let me jump to now and then let's jump back. Where he is now, he's at his sweet spot, which is making deals with presidents in other countries and shifting the focus from war to partnership.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his life has been about, and that's what he's starting
Isn't
to do now.
Isn't that what we've needed?
That is what we have needed, exactly.
Yes.
That's why we've got to see where he is now and then look at all the problems he had getting there to understand why everybody is reacting in the news the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
He has shown up as someone who's not smart about politics, about the country, about the world.
And
about
doesn't have
other people.
And doesn't have a plan.
And doesn't have a plan because here's my other thing about Donald Trump. After analyzing him, he's what's called an intuitor. So when he says to his team, when I get there, I'm going to know what to say to Putin. And his team is saying, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You can't do that. That's not presidential. And he mm-hmm. said, that's me. And because he's the president, he gets to do that. And in the moment, he feels out the person. He's also a feeler of mm-hmm. these things. He feels it out, and then he negotiates and navigates with them. And as we're seeing in some cases, he's building relationships that look on the surface, and that's the question that everybody's raising now. Is he crazy? Does he really think that Putin's going to help us?
Yeah.
Right? Is the French president, after he talked about the French president as though he were an idiot and that France is disappearing from the planet, and now all of a sudden they're best buddies?
Well, what we have to remember, somebody told me a long time ago, countries don't have friends, they have interests.
Wonderful.
And as long as a deal maker like Trump can mm-hmm. align the our interests with whatever the interests of Russia or France is, mm-hmm. we can get a good result. And if we can convert it to business somehow, I'm going to come back and quote Bastiat, the 19th century philosopher / comedian. Frederick Bastiat said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So that comes back to what you said about getting business involved in politics.
When I saw that Trump was the president, I said to myself, oh, my goodness, what if it were no longer about guns? Like, Korea's bringing in ammunition again and fighting.
Right.
And they're in an old-fashioned state of mind. But what if Putin and what if the French president and what if Trump have ideas about bringing business in and commerce and trading? And what do we mm-hmm. have to give you? How are you going to grow? What is it that you need to grow? What do we need to grow? Then you're not fighting over goods. You're establishing people's rights to be good at something in the world, to be experts at something. And that is what the brain craves. That's what we thrive on, is having mm-hmm. our unique identities.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have a space in the world. We're not fighting for the same space.
But
we
yet,
all have our own space.
I have to go here. Mm-hmm. Yet we have the thin-skinned part of Trump
mm-hmm.
where he takes on a gold star family in the middle of the collapse of the Democrat convention. I mean, the Democrats could not have had a worse week.
Yeah.
And he picks a fight with a gold star family. Holy mackerel. Where does that come from? What's the neuroscience behind that, Judy?
It's winning. It's fighting. He really goes to win.
But you got to pick your battles.
I know, but here's what, this is kind of weird, but when I looked up the word Trump in the dictionary is about being number one. It's about, you know, outing other people.
The Trump
and
card.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Judy, I need your website quickly, please.
Okay. It's creatingwe.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Dr. Judith Glaser. I told you we'd get smarter when Judith joined us, and so we are. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.